Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Well, good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring, and my fine wife, Beth, well, she's running some errands. We had an unwelcome visitor to North Carolina and much of the East Coast. Hurricane Dorian came our way. Fortunately, no damage. We are without electricity today, but never, never without power, because we got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Anyhow, so you just get to hear me today. We're going to continue our teaching on how to have momentum coming your way. I love this teaching. I really do. It's defined momentum as the amount of force a moving body has because of its weight and the speed at which it's moving. 1 Samuel 17:48-49. 1 Samuel 17:48-49. We read where David created momentum by running to meet Goliath. Now let's talk about how we can get momentum going your way. Can somebody say hallelujah? Hallelujah. We're going to pick up the teaching. Let's do a brief review. Number one. Stop seeing yourself the way others see you. When we're confident who we are in Christ, when we exercise our faith, when we know that our cause is just and our calling right, then we should never be moved by what others, including friends and family members, might say. 1 Samuel 17:28. David's brother questioned his judgment, demeaned his work, judged his motives, without ever giving him a chance or an opportunity to respond. Next verse, next two verses, 1 Samuel 17:29-30. It's important to note that David didn't even defend himself. He merely asked his brother if there was a cause that he believed in. And without waiting for an answer, the scripture says, he turned and started talking with someone else. To gain momentum, we need to have a confidence in who we are in Christ and then a focused view on our future. Hallelujah. Number two, despise not small beginnings. Have you ever thought about what the Israelites and the Philistines were thinking when David reached down and picked up five smooth stones, as mentioned in 1 Samuel 17:40? What seemed small and insignificant to most everybody else became a destiny changer in the hands of David. The first job you ever had was just that, the first one. It doesn't mean that your future success, well, that you, that means you're going to be stuck right there. Not at all. And never let anyone demean your ideas or minimize your potential for success. Zechariah 4:10. Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. See, it's not where we start in life. It's where we end up. Number three, make the most of where you're at and what you're doing at the moment. When the prophet Samuel came to Jesse's house to anoint the next king of Israel, David wasn't even thought of. He was left out in the wilderness with the sheep. Maybe you feel like you've been left out in the wilderness sometimes. Think about that. See, some people would have felt left out if not offended because they weren't invited to meet the prophet. 1 Samuel 17:34-36, we read how David made the most of where he was called to be, which gave him a confidence when opportunity arose before him. If God has given you a big vision, but you don't yet see the manifestation, be diligent where you are. Create a momentum for your future by your faithfulness today. Number four, ignore the criticism of others when your cause is just and your direction is clear. 1 Samuel 17:33. David had to deal with the doubts of King Saul. Never let anyone other than God determine your worth, value, or potential. Never let a grumpy boss, a sarcastic supervisor, a lack of pay, or recognition keep you from doing the best job you can wherever you're assigned at the moment. It's important, no, imperative, essential, absolutely necessary that we give our best efforts where we are, regardless of what others may say or do. We can't control, we've said this so many times, we can't control what other people say, but we can control how we act and react. Hallelujah. Now let's pick up where we left off yesterday. Become, number five, become goal reward motivated. 1 Samuel 17:24. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. It's important to notice this verse. It says that all the men of Israel, including David, ran from Goliath, were afraid. But in reading 1 Samuel 17:25, we see